Yo, what is going on, internet? I'll eventually figure out how a intro song or intro action intro to this so that it's less less jump scares. This is pretty much gonna be a so I'm gonna give some news, and I'm also gonna give my opinion. Pretty much everything is my opinion. What is wrong with the whole influencer problem, and essentially what's wrong with honey, and why you should be cautious into pretty much taking affiliated links, and I think creators should also do more research on a company before they take on a sponsorship, especially like they pay way higher than what you would get from YouTube in terms of like ad revenue. Like these affiliate links and these sponsorship deals can be into like the tens of thousands or thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars if you're like a small creator, and that might be tempting to take, but it's becoming a real problem now. When you start a YouTube channel and you get a decent amount of traction and get monetized, you get a share of the ads that play on YouTube. And that may seem, you know, like a very lucrative field, but I think YouTube is somewhat super, just like podcasting, it's very saturated. A lot of it has to do with luck. I think that if the algorithm favors you or whatever, then awesome. But if it doesn't, you could make high quality content, do backflips, be consistent, and go nowhere. I mean, there's tons of channels that I see that have high quality content and they get either low views or whatever. I mean, it's not always about knowing how to market and thumbnail and all that. A lot of it, I think, is just luck and consistent, maybe like consistency. And it's, I mean, obviously everyone's competing for space, and that's essentially what it is. So advertisers look out and they're like, we're going to put this much money and we're going to put it into this thing. It's just like streaming, you know, you're a marketable person. Awesome. And we're going to serve ads on your channel, and then you get a percentage of that. And it could be a very small percentage. And, you know, YouTube makes that TOS. They can also demonetize you for XYZ, and you get the gold, yellow Dolan, where they don't incentivize it, or they shadow ban it or push it down or whatever. I mean, you're at the mercy of the YouTube algorithm. That is now your boss. No one else is your boss. You think you're your own boss? The algorithm is your boss, and the viewers and the watch time and the analytics. And it's such a cringe thing to constantly, like, probably, maybe just from my point of view, like, YouTube used to be somewhat fun and enjoyable, and there are content creators that I do watch that are fun and enjoyable, but it's very artificial now, like, super artificial, very, like, and I get it, it's like people now have made life-changing money and got, you know, so probably they employ people, but it's just not fun anymore. It's, so, back to the main topic. When you have, like, a contact email or whatever, you might get, like, a bunch of emails in your inbox. Hey, you know, take this sponsorship, take this deal, we'll pay you $500, and all you have to do is promote this XYZ this way, and then when people, or like, hey, if you promote us, we're going to give you a special link, and you click on that link, and after you click on that link, you receive a commission. On top of YouTube monetization, that's essentially where a lot of, you know, influencers and maybe they get their money from. They probably get it from sponsorships. There's a YouTuber that did it. Pretty much, they came out and said Honey is, they're like, pretty much Honey Ascension is being called the biggest influencer scam of all time. Honey, which is owned by PayPal, is a popular browsing extension with 19 million users on Chrome. The Honey, what is the Honey Trap? Pretty much install Honey. All these influencers are like, install this, you'll save some money. And after you save that money, the person who told you to install it with their affiliate link gets a commission. A guy does a really good breakdown on it, exploding the Honey influencer scam. This is like a consistent thing though on YouTube. I'm going to sidetrack for a second. Entitled Lands is another one that everyone signed up for. Like, these influencers take this fucking random company, promotes it, doesn't think about it at all, doesn't read through the TOS, doesn't come to any logical conclusion, I believe. I truly believe that they don't. They just see a dollar. They maybe check the website out a little bit, talk to a CEO for 5 seconds, and then fucking move on. Absolute dog shit. I have made more thoughts into giving my email to the fucking Best Buy cashier and be like, I don't really trust this, than these people that have teams. They have massive teams that are like, I don't think it's an excuse anymore to say they don't understand. When you have big creators just shilling this shit, not thinking at all, is irresponsible. And people are like, well, blame the company. I ain't blaming the company. I hope Honey goes into the fucking dirt. But I'm also blaming the people that promote it. They wouldn't be anywhere if they didn't promote it. And you were like, well, they didn't know. Think. Okay, Honey. The biggest part is they're like, the biggest issue with it is they essentially didn't, they scammed the influencers too. Like, they didn't pay them. They would swap out this cookie with their own, and they essentially, I'm being very loose with it. Just go watch the video. You can find it. It's got millions of views. By Mega Lag. It confirmed this, how the extension works, ultimately directs the customers to the best possible deal, not the influencer. The extension follows the industry rules and practice, including a last-click attribution, PayPal's Josh Coyne at The Verge, and yet PayPal hasn't commented on the practice of limiting access coupon codes. So the original affiliate link data is edited. Honey pockets the bonus. In one example, Honey intercepts a $35 commission for a NordVPN subscription, leaving the original affiliate with nothing, and returns 89 cents back to the customer as cashback reward. Pretty much it's a bunch of scams. Like, they're fucking the creator, and they're fucking the consumer at the end of the day. And I'm going to be completely honest, if they, you know, them, these big influencers losing, like Mr. Beast and Mr. Who's the Boss and Mr. Cumface and Mr. Linus Pee Pee Poo Poo and Mr. Mark Retard, like, all these people, they're not going to see it. They might lose $1,000. They're not going to see $1,000 lost. They're not going to cry over it. They're making millions. I don't feel bad that they're losing money either, because they promoted this shit. And I don't feel bad for Honey going into the dirt, because they're dog shit. Because they're, a lot of the times they will, I was reading that they'll swap out the deals, or they won't give you the best deals. Now, this is another thing about the accountability problem, and the issue with it is there's going to be no accountability. Entitled Ants is another example that someone was like, hey, do your research, and BetterHelp is another one. I think they fixed it. I think they actually have real what do you call it, therapists now, and they're not like just random people. But that's just an example of like people need to do their own research into this. Now, on the privacy side, you click these tracking links and it tracks your purchasing history. And you know, like, I think I was read somewhere as well, Markiplier said, was like, hey, wait, where are they getting the money from? Like, how are they giving these insane deals? What are they getting, and how are they profiting from this if they're giving all these deals? If I could find that, it'd be awesome. It's you're doing a browser extension. I mean, even Firefox warns you, like, hey, this has a lot of access and a lot of insight. Like, just go to like these sites that give you like coupons and just do it, or like just fucking, I don't know, when I sign up for like your local like Kroger or Kmart, or and just do their coupon bonus shit where you just give a simple login email. Here, I'm going to do a pro tip. If you get nothing out of this besides just me yelling into the clouds, sign up for the rewards of your local food chain and just do it that way. Don't install these stupid fucking browser extensions that quote-unquote save you money, because there's no way they do. It just doesn't sound logical. You're telling me if I install this browser extension, it's going to search the internet for me for free, and it's going to find me all these deals? Well, computing power isn't fucking free. Storage isn't free. Code isn't free. Developers aren't free. There's got to be a catch. Now, when you do, and the other issue is like these some of these affiliates, like I know they take it. But these VPN deals and Delete Me and all this other shit, they take it without knowing it, and then they sell it to people. They sell especially the VPN ones. Those are fucking apparently the commissions on those are crazy. Now, I don't have an issue when somebody does their research and they do a non-conflicting affiliate link with their audience. Like, if they do affiliate link of something they actually use, and they have an honest opinion about it, and then they put to the side next to it, I think you should do both. I think you should give both. I think you should give the affiliate link. If people want to purchase it through you, they know that you're getting a kickback. It's clearly stated, and then they give you the non-link, like the non-affiliated link. So, you know, people don't get scammed, I guess. I just have such an issue with it because it's so many people are just going on YouTube now and starting a channel and then getting monetized and then getting they become an affiliate booklet, which again, I don't have a problem with the affiliate part because I understand that it pays more than YouTube in the AdSense. And people, as long as you clearly do your research and you use the product, and you're like, hey, I use this product, I like this product, I've been using it for a long time, you click that link, they know it's affiliated, they go buy it, and you get a kickback. I don't see an issue with that. Lewis Rossman talked about this yesterday or something, or today, he has affiliate links. I'm trying to think of like other people that like, there's Techlore, they have affiliate links. And I think they even, with the Delete Me, they're like, Delete Me is somewhat, like, doesn't do anything better. Like, it doesn't do anything better. It's like, Delete Me real time. Me not worth it. Versus yourself. Doing it yourself. Yeah, it's like, someone did a report and they said, the Delete Me stuff and all the, like, self-deleting stuff is, there's someone, I can't, when I find the report, I'll put it in the show notes, I'll link it. But they said, essentially, it's essentially delete me and all these like things that they don't do anything better than just doing it yourself. It's like 76%, and they're just charging the same amount of money. Then there's easy opt-outs. They're like, hey, we just do this through a script. This is what we can realistically remove. And then you should do your own self-cleanup. It's like $20 a year. I'm okay with competition, but if I'm paying like $100 a year and I could have just done it myself and all, and it's not as good as doing it myself, I'm going to have a problem with that. Like, that's kind of a waste. I mean, it's kind of wasteful. I think this is like what you should do, and I'll do a whole thing on like deleting yourself from the internet and how to delete yourself from the internet and all the resources. Oh, that'll be a, you know, I could talk about that for like fucking hours on the robotic nature of people just handing out their phone number and their email. The other day I was, I saw somebody, I heard somebody give their simple login email out. I was like, very based. Very cool. I was like, oh, very based. That you use simple login. He's like, fuck yeah. He's like, it's, I don't get spam. I like, my parents think it's weird now. Like, and I was like, no, they shouldn't think it's weird. You should get your parents on this. It'd be fucking awesome. Someone gave me a Proton email once, just for something, and I was like, ah, oh, that's fucking awesome. She's like, yeah, I love Proton. Proton's great. And I was like, and it's I get way less spam. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is awesome. I love seeing this in the wild, in real life, because you don't. It's just so normative. Like, this is like slight a second tangent. On that, and then I'll jump back on topic. I got into an argument with, not an argument, because I don't want to sound like a dick, but I was talking to an employee, and they're like, we just need your email address for the receipt, and I was like, I don't feel comfortable giving that, and this is even before I think I even got Simple Login. I believe it was, yeah, I just had Proton at the time. I didn't even know Simple Login was a thing. I was like, I don't feel comfortable doing that. I just want a physical receipt, and they're like, well, this is what we're moving to. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable giving my personal information to you, to this company, even though I like this company and I shop here. I don't feel comfortable giving my information to you guys. That's going to ultimately send me spam email or get sold off on the back end for money. And they looked at me, and I think they understood. They're like, sir, blah, blah, blah. This is just our policy. I was like, please just give me a physical. I just gave a little pushback, and I got a physical receipt. I wasn't trying to be a dick, and I don't even like the fact that people think that that is a dick move. I think that you should be able to respect your privacy. I have countless stories of people getting in way worse arguments for that, stuff like that. Just like when I go to the airport, I omit and reject the facial scan, and I had them pat me down permanent, like physically myself. I was like, hey, that's why I show up early. I get in line immediately, and I'm like, I don't want to be scanned, because they have these scanning things for like to make sure you don't have any weapons on you or whatever, and I omit it. And you're allowed to. It even says on a sign. He's like, you can admit it. It doesn't raise any red flags. No one fucking thinks it's weird. And if it does, then there's probably something wrong with your country. Or the people that are running TSA. And fuck TSA. So, I just think that it's good to omit stuff and reject stuff and be suspicious in a good way. But back on topic. The whole point of these extensions is to serve you and get you good deals, and same thing with affiliate links. So I've went back and forth with my moral integrity, and I on YouTube, I'm getting close to like monetization, in a sense, but not really. Like, I don't, even if when monetization gets activated and YouTube tells me that I can be monetized, I will not monetize probably. But 99.99%. I will not monetize. I don't feel like it. I don't like ads. I have a huge problem with ads. I actually embrace people that run ad blockers. I'm gonna have the dono, like donations, value for value, kind of mentality. I don't put endless hours, 50 plus hours a week into YouTube, which when creators tell me they do that, that's just absolutely insane. And they have like, I think Graham Stephan is like, kind of was like, hey, if you're gonna start YouTube, just use what you have for free and edit stuff yourself if you can and make it. I mean, he does have a pretty simple. I don't really like, I used to like watch him a lot, but not so much anymore. He's kind of like cringe, but I think he had a good point when a lot of these creators start, they put way too much money. I think someone even said, like, why does Linus Tech Tips have like 50 editors? Does he really need it? Like, sometimes I think that these YouTubers put so much outgoing money cost that they have to like just take deal after deal after deal after deal. I know people make jokes about the Daily Wire. They're like, you're hit with like 50 like ads in the beginning because they, you know, sometimes it's bad to have a high cost. It can definitely shift you to be almost unethical with the way you collect money. I believe it can lead to that. I think it's very difficult to be. It's very difficult to turn down that kind of money. I think there was a YouTuber I watched. He's like, yeah, I got a VPN sponsor and they were offering me like $10,000, and he turned it down. I mean, he turned it down. He was like, you seem kind of shady. Which is, that's a lot of money to turn down. Like, a lot. That's a lot of balls. But he didn't want to, discern or hurt any of, like, the people that support him, which I think is awesome. So, I mean, yeah, I don't really plan on monetizing on YouTube. I've come to a conflicting, I was like, should I do affiliate links on products I use and I trust to a degree, and then next to them, non-affiliate, like, here's the affiliate link, clear as day, and then here's the non-affiliated link, and I pretty much, I've rejected it, at this point. Things can change. I can never be 100% concrete. That would be insane. I'm pretty solid on not monetizing on YouTube, though. I don't really like ads. I think they're super invasive and super cringe. I run ad blockers, and I just donate to, like, the people that I like. I mean, I'm in a nice, privileged area of, not rich or anything, but, like, to where I can donate versus, like, I run ad blocks. I watch hours of content. I'm going to send them, like, XYZ, like, $5, $10. And that would be better than the ads that I watch. Sometimes they can pay out, like, really low. I know I think finance YouTubers they have the highest, like, KPIs for ads. They get a lot. They get a lot per ad. That's why and the fact that they take fucking, yeah, finance YouTubers are fucking demons. They need to be. Finance YouTubers and family vlogs need to be eliminated from YouTube. They could honestly disintegrate all those channels, and I wouldn't feel any remorse, because most of them are fucking demons. They're like shilling shit companies, like the bank, Yaba Bank. That was fucking retarded. I think people have short-term memory too. They forget that these shithead YouTubers will promote. They'll be like, this is how you become a millionaire. And then they're like really just making it off YouTube and these fucking insane finance products. I think they're terrible. Look at FTX, where the same cuckold Bankman-Fried, who looks like a fucking demon, by the way. He looks insane. Like, why would you trust this person with your money? I just think it's insane that we live in a space where the accountability, all these YouTubers do too, is just give an apology and move on. And people are like, well, it's his fourth apology, guys. Come on, he can't be that bad. He didn't know. He has hours. He's, you know, and these fuckers, these absolute fucking losers, which is even worse, they just move on, or they don't say anything. They just move on and then promote another product. And he's like, why would you even trust this person again? I think the established lanes, I think I saw one apology video where I was like, all right, they probably mean it. And they were definitely not a fan of it. And they should have done more research. And it's a person that I generally take, I trust that they would do their research kind of thing. My opinion on them is irrelevant, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm pretty skeptical of stuff like that. But if you have, I think even having conflicting, like if you're a privacy and security podcast or a YouTube channel and you're promoting a VPN, I find it hard to believe at the same time. This is going to conflict what I say a little bit, but I think it's kind of hard to trust that you actually A, use this product, or B, you go out of your way and actually think that it does anything. I think that it's like, I don't know, man. It seems kind of conflict of interest. Like, it'd be like the tobacco company being like, hey, smoke cigarettes. I really love the cigarette. The cigarette's great. And we manufacture it. It's just, if you know how VPNs work and you know what they do, it's like you're kind of taking advantage of people that are uneducated about it. And all a VPN it really is just masking your IP address. But if you log into all your accounts under that VPN, they fucking know it's you, so it doesn't matter. So it's like you're kind of just doing yourself a disservice and you're wasting money. I think there are good uses for a VPN. I generally, for the longest time, used them to block ads on shit that would just be super annoying, or watch geo-restricted content, or if a website gets banned in the United States, aka FixFlow, or like where I'm like exchanging, I'm doing like a swap for Lightning for Monero. I have to. There's no choice. Getting around certain websites. Come on. I mean, I'm not out here being like, you know what? This is going to... And sometimes I just don't want a website that has no correlation. I don't want them to know my IP address and serve me. I don't like ads. Vadium, like, Graphene OS's browser did not have fucking ad blocking in the beginning. And oh my god, it was so... I went and downloaded Brave after that. Like, I was so annoyed. But I liked Vadium for other its own benefits. So sometimes I would run a VPN to block fucking ads because they have built-in, you know, ad blockers. You can obviously go down and just do a DNS filter list in your settings, and just run a DNS filter, or just fucking get Invisib or Orbot and just run Tor, like route your traffic through Tor. There, solved. It's free. Free, F-R-E-E. Now, you do get blocked from some sites. Like, it does irritate me. Even with VPNs, I get blocked from sites. Sometimes it becomes more of a nuisance. That's why I'm not like, get fucking your whole house on your VPN. That's just, like, through your router. This is so retarded. If you want to block ads, just do Pi-hole. Pi-hole is very easy to set up. You can be retarded and blind, and you can do it. There's there's so many tutorials out there on it. Just do Pi-hole. You want to block ads at the DNS level, at the network level? Pi-hole. There. I saved you $10 a month. Like Proton. I love Proton. I think they're great. I pay for them. Their email, their storage, it just happens to come with a VPN. Sometimes I fucking use it. Sometimes I don't. Mulved, they're great. Sometimes I pay for them. Because I'm just like, I want to watch something in like a different country or whatever, and I don't want any correlation through Proton, and you know, the XYZ. I just have different use cases, but I know it's not doing anything more than me just existing on the internet and not giving out personal information. And the problem with it is they have an affiliate program, and I've went back and forth, and I'm like, if I recommend this, I could be really just giving it to uneducated people, and they could just be wasting their money and their time, and I think that's like somewhat dishonest. Maybe with a disclaimer and a link to like what VPNs do and what they don't do, maybe an explanation, I think that it would be somewhat less a conflict. So cause then they obviously know, like, hey, this is what it's for, and they're saving money, and I'm getting a kickback. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. It's a very huge problem on YouTube, and I really don't understand why we've gotten here. We went from like haha funny orange video, annoying orange Fred, pee pee poo poo, and gamer, and then Gamergate, and then now it's just all politics and fucking. I understand your feed is like fed to you, you brick by brick, kind of moment, or like tech review show, like at, you know, insert the 50 millionth tech review show, and then podcast, you know. It's like skit, and then like, is this skit offensive? Is this skit woke? Let's just be offensive and let's hate woke people, or let's just be woke and let's hate offensive people. It's just so cringe. YouTube's become like really like you building your own corner into like a circle jerk. It's become a circle jerk. YouTube has become a circle jerk of content. And then don't get me started on shorts. Shorts are fucking insane. It's just dances from TikTok, or again, offensive skit. It's not. This is why I don't log in on my my actual profile. I don't log into YouTube. I just freely watch content. I find stuff myself. I try not to build an algorithm. I'll even clear my cache because it's a little bit more enjoyable, and then I have my podcast I listen to, and I move on. I don't fucking like the curated part, but it's these affiliate links just after like, I get super skeptical when I see 50 affiliate links on a channel, and it's just like, oh my god, man, I do not trust this product already. And then I'll go do my research, and I'll figure it out. And then if I like the content creator, and because I run an ad blocker, I generally just go back to the privilege part. I just donate to them. I donate money to them, or I'll use their affiliate link, even though I know it's like correlating. I know if I buy anything through that affiliate link, it'll give them a kickback, even if I buy like, you know, dog shit remover, or even if I don't buy the product. But it's becoming increasingly hard to trust this ecospace, especially when it's like YouTube became fucking as seen on TV, but 24/7. Hi, how would you like to? It's like what our parents used to do. They used to wake up at like be up at like 3 a.m. just watching ads on like, ooh, we need to get this fucking lint roller that is automatic and connected to the internet. We need all of that. And that's a huge problem. I don't know if it's ever going to be fixed either. The ad apocalypse, I remember, was the closest we got to it, people cleaning up their shit, kind of. I think we need another one, personally. Where is it? I think it was due to Jake Paul. It was like YouTube. Yeah, YouTube recently changed the rules regarding revenue for the ad apocalypse. It was with PewDiePie when he made a bunch of controversial videos. They got picked up by the Wall Street Journal, and instead of asking him for comment, it was like, I think he said that thing on the bridge. And from Maker, Disney, YouTube, Red, and that, but that didn't affect the earnings. And it was the outrage over ads being played over terrorists and hate-related videos that caused backlash, too. Yeah. And it also, like, their algorithm shifted, hurting, and it hurted independent media. Interesting, yeah. YouTube's most serious, it's just like how they serve ads and stuff. And I think it like hurt the a lot of like the smaller creators too. Yeah, it's kind of insane. Apparently they shifted towards family friendly content affecting many channels. That was essentially what it is. And like edgy content kept getting fucking hurt. And then they updated their policies, restricting their partnership channels with more than 1,000 subs to 4,000 watch hours per year. Which is a lot. I mean, like, so if you're small and you don't get that much watch time, or if you make, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make 1 minute videos. I'm going to upload all 4,000 of them. And then I'm going to hopefully get 1 minute watch time each. And if I can do that, then then I'm good. I'll get my 4,000 watch hours and then monetize and then become a shell. And put at least 50 affiliate links. It's just a dying, it's such a dying industry. It's so hard. I know people are making millions, but it's like very small. And it's very difficult. And I just think it's gonna be hard for people to actually do content and make good quality videos or whatever. Good videos in general, just good, interesting videos. I care about the interesting more than that. I mean, the quality is irrelevant to me. It's good doing all that without sacrificing something. You have to sacrifice something. I don't know. That's just my opinion on it. Some news, though. Apparently, the feds now are like, hey, use Signal. Which is good. I think more people should use Signal. I think that using Signal is probably the first step you can do. Now, if you have like family members that are like iPhone users, I would say that would be that's the hardest thing to do, is get them to shift away from fucking. It's so hard to convince somebody to leave an app, and then another app comes out and they're like, oh, you should leave that. You know what I mean? It's just fucking, it's so hard. I'm just trying to like think. I switched a lot of people to Signal, but that was because it was like, hey, there's emojis and we can FaceTime still. And technically, and it's more, I didn't really harp on the privacy part. But I did get a lot of my friends to switch by just being annoying. I'm like, I don't answer SMS text messages. You either have to call or use Signal. And if you call, I'm not answering. So I was just that guy. So a lot of people, if they wanted to get a hold of me, they just download a Signal. And then that was the easiest. That was truly the easiest. Now, if you end up not getting them on Signal and or a more private respecting, just at least use Google's RCS. It's, I believe it's, or WhatsApp. Just have them do WhatsApp. WhatsApp has fucking end-to-end encrypted. Obviously, it's owned by Facebook, so it uses a Signal protocol, though. Like, God, man, just get someone started, and then maybe they'll move to Signal. I've gotten plenty of people to use Signal. I think it's not an excuse anymore that people don't want to switch. It can be, it's not an all or nothing kind of thing, but I made it easier by making it all or nothing. I'm like, hey, don't, I'm like, if you want to reach me, just, you have to use Signal, sorry. Or SimpleX now. I'm a SimpleX stan. I like both. Normie, super normie friends, Signal. Non-normie friends, like they're like based, SimpleX. Or Session. Session's okay. I'm not using them as much. I just think that it's, there's just not a reason to have like 50 different messaging apps. I'll agree with that. I don't think we need more. Quitch is okay. I wish Quitch took off. It was a nice interface. And it's purple. I like purple. All these terrible colors that developers use. I think they're colorblind. But I believe that if we want to like further our independence and privacy and security, that is going to be the only thing we can do is to create an ecosystem where people start caring more about privacy and stop with the I have nothing to hide bullshit. It's such a fucking, and I'm glad people are bringing up a counterpoint to this finally, where you might have nothing to hide, but your neighbor might, or your friend might, or your wife might, or your girlfriend might. They might have things that they need to hide. You might have sensitive subjects and topics that should never be discussed outside of an encrypted chat room. I actually even thought about this on the farther level. I'm super against leaking people's nudes. I think it's unethical. And I think it's wrong. And I think when you break up, you should delete them. You have no right to them anymore. And it is immoral. To keep that stuff and show other people, I will die on that hill. It is not cool. Beyond that, I don't think you should send nudes in the first place. Because I think it can put you in a compromised area. Where if you and that person no longer decide to be with each other, they can leak them. And I think it is very unethical to share them with people that should not see them. That's just my opinion. And people are like, oh, just don't send them. Well, you're fucking retarded. Live in the real world. Understand that people are going to goon. And this is what you can do in Signal. You can have auto-delete, where it'll destroy all the messages. Now you have a safer way to share your fat titties or your cock, whatever, and then it will delete, and then you don't have to worry about it, because there should be no reason that people should have that over you. And there's revenge porn's a real thing, and people are demons, and obviously be selective who you send your spicy stuff. If you need to share important documents, like, just send them and then delete them, and then you're good. If you need to text with your doctor, like your doctor should have Signal. That'd be great. If you're, I had a doctor that had PGP. They had PGP for like stuff that I needed to send him. And they're, he's like, I gave him a simple login email, and he was like, that's weird. And then, it was kind of awesome. But I think that should be your first push to people is get Signal, and then private email. And then, like, I actually get a lot of people to switch to Simple Login or Proton literally just because I give them my email, and they're like, that's a really weird email. And then I explain it to them very simply. Very quick, very simple. I'm like, oh, it's an email forwarding service. It's free, and it is, or you can pay for it. It's a free email forwarding service where I hand this out, and then I go home and delete it, and I don't get spam anymore. They're like, oh, wow. Or if I just want a receipt through email, and I don't want to be a demon in public where I'm like, I'm not giving you my personal information, sir and or ma'am. I will kill you if you ask me again. There, I'm like, hey, it's an email service that I use, and I don't get spam. And they're like, really? That's really awesome. No, that's, they're like, that's really fucking cool. I even gave it to a representative in my work environment, and they were like, wow, that's really fucking cool. I'm actually going to go look into that. Do I believe them? No. But I don't think people would get that ecstatic about a fucking email delivery service. I just tell them I don't get spam anymore. And they love that. That alone might drive someone to go look that up and use it. That's the point. Here's my affiliate link, by the way. Just kidding. I just think that if you can literally get them on that, that is alone one of the best things you can do, is make it simple. Keep it simple. Just like, don't go into the crazy schizoid privacy security fucking rant. No one's gonna fucking listen. Trust me, because I tried. And then once you bring them into that side, that circle, that cool side, you're like, wow. Oh, it's more secure, by the way. Oh, it's more private. Oh, they respect you. Oh, they're not venture capital funded, so they're not gonna sell out, hopefully. Same thing, like, all these things, man, just fucking, and all the incel retards that are like, it's a honeypot, go fuck yourself. You're unproductive. And I think that we're moving into a good place. I think it's good. Minus the YouTube affiliate problem that needs to fucking die. Or YouTube needs to fucking step in and tell, like, these creators, you need to be held accountable, or you need to actually do your fucking research. Because they're essentially YouTube employees at this. No matter what they say, YouTube pays them. YouTube literally has the platform for them. They need to be slapped around a little bit. Like, and as a consumer, please do your research. If something sounds too good to be true, don't fucking buy it. Don't feel into it. You are the product if it's free. To some degree, I think there are some products out there that are free that you are not the product, but the vast majority of 99% of the time, yeah, that you are the product. There, if you need coupons, just go fucking Google ChatGPT of some fucking coupon codes, and you'll probably find some. Whether they work, or they good, you know. Or just go into your local store and sign up for the rewards with a simple login email. Or see if they'll price match. Just be like, hey, do you guys price match? Oh, you do? Cool. I saved a couple bucks. Go outside and touch grass. That's what I say. And with that note, at the 48-minute mark, I'm going to dip. That was the news. Use Signal. Fuck affiliate links. If I ever get them, I have to eat my words and be like, I love them. Fuck the YouTubers that don't do their own research, especially when they have the money and the manpower. See ya.